Hello and welcome to Cleveland Browns Daily. I'm your host, Rob O'Reilly. Another loss of the week. I'm going to try to be positive this week, though. I'm going to try to focus on positive things instead of my typical ranting about all the BS. There were lots of positives despite the loss. I mean, losing in overtime, you know, by three means we're pretty much an equal team from a betting perspective. Maybe even a little bit better than the Bucks, which is pretty much what I figured. So the positives. Miles Garrett continues to look great. He had that forced fumble. Kirksey made up for that initial holding penalty defensive holding against the wide receiver by having two fumble recoveries and an interception. Baker Mayfield had that long run. That was very impressive. Our punter looked great. He had some high punts, one that was downed right at the 1 yard line that led to a safety. Can't talk about the protection because I'm being positive. Let's see. I'm glad that Hugh Jackson, my least favorite coach in the NFL, actually went for it on fourth down, despite not making it. I still think it was the right call. Good things happen when you go for it on fourth and a yard at the goal line, as you saw, because we didn't make it, but then we still, ended up scoring, on the next possession, because we got the ball at the 20 or something after a nice Jabril Peppers return. Unfortunately, he fumbled it later in the game, but again, I'm being positive this week, so I'm not going to talk about that. And also, I thought that on that fourth down call, it was weird how they blew it dead before Baker was even down. I thought he was still standing, still fighting for ground. And meanwhile, our running back, is instead of pushing him in, is like just giving up on the play and is walking around behind. I guess maybe the whistle had already blown at that point. We kind of didn't deserve to win because of the missed kick at the end of regulation that should have been made. Ironically, the much harder kick at the end of the game probably should have been missed. I bet that's missed 30% of the time, and then we probably would have, 70% of the time. And in all likelihood, then we get the ball at midfield and just drive down and beyond midfield, actually, and we could probably would have scored had they missed that kick, but. Oh well, our defense did a good job of pushing him back and making that a hard 59-yard field goal. Jamie Collins Jr. had an interception, so he did something for a change, being positive. I thought one of the best Browns to start the season today was Josh Gordon, so I'm being positive, that Josh Gordon looks great for his new team. I'm glad that, when he's actually on a team that holds him to our curfew, holds him to expectations that he's able to deliver. So lots of positives this week. All right, till next week.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.